Which section of the grocery store you shop in will determine if you are paying more or less for specific food items this month. Rod Bain explains.
We're seeing slight increases in prices as a whole at the grocery store, per USDA's latest food price outlook.
I think what consumers will notice most when they go to the grocery store is that the peripheral of the grocery store, and by that I mean your fruits, vegetables, dairy, meat, those prices will increase maybe even above average to average, whereas the non-perishable foods in the middle aisle, those are seeing lower than average inflation. So that's why overall food at home prices might not have raised as much as you would expect, given what we're seeing in beef, for example, pork, and also fresh fruit.
USDA economist Anne-Marie Kuhn says with these factors balancing out, food price inflation for this year is expected to be at normal levels, with a forecasted increase between 2.5% and 3.5% from 2013. Having said that,
severe weather conditions, such as the drought we've been seeing in California, Texas, and Oklahoma, does have the potential for long and lasting effects on fruit, vegetables, cattle, dairy, and also tree nuts, which we'll be watching closely.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.